Ghosts are everywhere.
Hello, Edmonton! Hello!
Hi!
Hi! Thank you for joining us here today at Acacia Hall in this intimate, scary, weird space of ours.
This weird little Freemason lodge that we've taken over for the night.
Yeah.
For the weekend.
For the weekend. Mm. Our little home away from home, if you will. Mm. I'm Carly.
I'm Cecilia.
And this is a little podcast we like to call Ghosts Are Everywhere. Me, 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 me.
That's us.
That's right. We do our own sound effects, we do our own stunts, and we are all the way from Ontario, and we are really happy to be here. So thank you for having us here at FoundFest. It has been an absolute joy, has it not, Cecilia?
It has been fantastic. We've been really loving Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
We're big fans. We came in with low expectations. I came here like...
That wasn't a slight. We just,
I'm sorry, we just didn't like know.
We were unaware.
I was last here like maybe like 10 years ago when I was a young teen, and I came with my family, and we flew into Edmonton, and we went to the West Edmonton Mall. And then we went up north to, like, visit family. And then we went to Jasper. And then we went to the West Edmonton Mall. And then we flew back to Hamilton. And that's what I had seen last time.
Was the inside of the West Edmonton Mall twice.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that, without having ever been here, I always thought that that was a very fair judgment of what Edmonton had to offer. But it turns out, absolutely not.
There's actually more to it than just the West Edmonton
There's
Mall.
Like way cool things here. Y'all have cool stuff going on.
We're fans.
That's right. We're big fans. We've been to Fort Ed, which we very much enjoyed.
We were big fans of it. Mm-hmm. We love to ride the trains around.
Yeah, big fans of the choo-choo trains. That's absolutely true. Yeah, we talked about it at length at our show yesterday.
Yesterday's show was more about trains than it was about ghosts.
And that's the beauty of this podcast, is we love a lot of things. Usually it's ghosts and usually it's giggling, but sometimes it's something else.
So if y'all are fans of trains, you came to the wrong show. You should have been here yesterday.
Sorry. Sorry. But you're here today and we're so appreciative
thank
of that.
Thank you so much.
So thank you. Thank you. A little bit about us. We're best friends. That's what it says in our podcast description, at least. No, I'm kidding. We've been best friends for over a decade.
Debatable.
But we had never really discussed ghosts ever in our long friendship until one day we were hiking in L.A. And we were really scared and bored.
I forced her to hike.
She forced me to hike.
She was not a fan.
I was wearing the wrong shoes. It was really hot. You promised me a 5-minute hike. Cecilia is a big fan of the 5-minute walk. Always 45-minute walk, but it's always a precursor. It's always, it'll be 5 minutes. And then it is never 5 minutes. That's when I know I'm in trouble. So I had a 5-minute walk, a hike through Griffith Park, a real actual like deathly hike through Griffith Park. And contemplating our own mortality, we were like, you know what we actually really like? Ghosts. Maybe we should do something with that. So here we are nearly 5 years later. Still doing this thing, still talking to each other, still talking to our friends about ghosts and having a giggle about it, because we don't know how to do anything without having a giggle on the side.
Because we can't take anything seriously.
We can't take anything, full stop. We have a fun little tradition here on Ghosts Are Everywhere during our live shows. We're hoping that you might indulge us in it tonight. Do you think would you mind indulging us in that really quickly? Thank you. It'll only take a minute. We are really big fans of lots of things, as we've mentioned, but also of hats, weird hats. And so if you'd be so kind as to indulge us in something we like to call Cowboy Hat Corner, just for a second. We just really, really want you to like us, Edmonton. So we really,
we really wanted to fit in.
That's right. So we brought our Forever 21 cowboy hats, fresh from Times Square, and we thought maybe that will help us fit in.
We're very authentic.
That's right. So if you'd indulge us in Cowboy Hat Corner, here's Cowboy Hat Corner. Thank you. Thank you. That was Cowboy Hat Corner. That was Cowboy Hat Corner.
It's going to be real great on the podcast.
Of course. Yeah, a very great visual joke for this audio medium. But guess what? Everyone here tonight got to enjoy it. And that is where you needed to be. If
and
you
that's
out
the
at
people
home.
That we're worried about tonight. All those mm-hmm. listeners, they don't matter. They don't matter
oh,
until
don't,
later.
That's not nice. They matter less than the people in this room. Mm-hmm. That's true. But they matter somewhat. Thank you, listeners at home who are listening to this at a later date. In case you haven't noticed, we have a little bit of a theme going on here. We love a little black, a little gothy moment. But you also might have noticed the elephant in the room, which is, I went to buy a pair of black cowboy boots, and I would say that I failed miserably, because these are some big old Barbie boots.
Those are not black.
I know. I've never been good at following rules, even if they're my own fashion rules.
I did do the same. I mm-hmm. was going to go get my nails done, and I was like, I'm going to get some that are good for the podcast. I'm yeah. so ready to go get some, like, goth-ass nails going,
That's
and
right.
this happened.
Barbie nails!
We have Barbie on the mind. We are so ready for mm-hmm. Greta Gerwig to blow our minds that we just, like, could not, we couldn't
we
resist.
We cannot contain it. It's spilling over into everything mm-hmm. we are. Much like how ghosts spill over into our regular conversations at mm-hmm. this point, Barbie is now spilling into our ghost conversations. So, like,
it's all we can think about.
It's all we can think about. I can't help it. Everything is Barbie, and that is the way it is. But you know what's not Barbie? Is this building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we were informed that we were going to be in a Freemasons hall for mm-hmm. this show. And I wanted to look into the Freemasons a little bit, because they are a mystery and an enigma, and I don't understand them. And
they're not for us to understand.
I did a
they
little bit of research, and I think they just don't want us to know mm-mm. what they're about. So I just kind of, I kind of just stopped looking. I was like looking into it and looking into it, and I'm like, okay, half of this is just conspiracy theories. And half of it is just, like, so vague that I don't know. But I did find out a little bit of about Acacia Hall, this Ooh. Beautiful building that they have lent us.
They've so graciously allowed us to gather.
Thank you so much, mm-hmm. Freemasons. So this has been a hall since 1929. Mm. I mean, it's been a building since 1929.
So it's been a hall since then as well.
And it's been a hall since it was a building.
We love a building that's still being used as what it was originally made for.
So the Freemasons, way back in 1928, decided that the whatever spaces they were using as their Freemason meeting points were not sufficient, and they wanted to build a new lodge for the Freemasons of Edmonton. And they also wanted to use the hall for more than just Freemasons events. They wanted to use it for occasions such as this. They specifically in 1929 were like, I think ghosts are everywhere going to be here in 2023. What year is it?
Yeah.
2023.
In nearly 100 years, mm-hmm. we'll be hosting a ghost podcast from Ontario, and we have to make it perfect for them.
That's what it said that in the meeting notes. It's exactly
what it said. And he said it exactly like that. I've heard mm-hmm. the voice recording. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they said shows such as Ghosts Are Everywhere, private parties, meetings, etc. They wanted to fulfill a need in the community in Old Strathcona, as there was no mm-hmm. No hall on the south side of the river sufficient to hold like any large gathering. So they built this lovely
Yay!
Space.
Yay! We love to see it.
And now we can use it.
And now we're using it, and now we're here. Isn't that mm-hmm. so exciting? Wow.
So there's a lot of history of the Freemasons being in Edmonton. They've mm-hmm. been in the city for over 120 years. And they've been very involved in the local community. They've done a lot of really important stuff. A lot of very important people have been involved. Mm. I think, like, the first premier of, this is not Ontario,
Alberta.
That's where we are, was a Freemason. But I was just looking at the parts of the history that I was interested in.
Cecilia said, enough about these men! Something else interesting.
I don't really care about all these white men. Let me just delve into this. So they have a website where they like list all of their history. And my favorite little fact that they said was that in February 1972, their monthly meeting was centered around a lively discussion as to whether the lodge was in need of one new toilet seat and 4 dozen wine glasses, or possibly 48 new toilet seats and 25 wine glasses. And apparently the issue was resolved. We're not sure how. We
those
don't know.
Are two very different situations where you would need different things for.
Yes.
We're 48 not sure. Toilet seats. 48 or toilet one seats. Is not the same conversation.
No.
You know? Something went on there.
Were they having a lot of like issues with their toilet seats that they're like, we just need a lot of backup?
They were like, you know, the back storage room is really looking empty. The shelves are empty back there. You know what we've been going through? Like water?
Toilet seats. We need to fill up. We need to make sure we have those at the ready just That's in case. Right.
Yeah, I guess it was a real problem.
I don't know what was happening in 1972, but they were just unsure about this.
I don't want to know at this point.
Yeah, the issue was resolved, and they fortunately had no surprises at the board in the next month. So good for them. They figured it out.
Wow. More questions than answers, really. But that's like most things in life and most things in this podcast.
And everything in the Freemasons.
That's right.
I just don't understand them. Mm-hmm. I also really enjoyed whenever they noted that a member had died recently, they referred to it as passing to the Grand Lodge above.
Oh, so that's nice.
That was quite nice. Nice. There's also some secrets in this room, and there is a secret skull hidden somewhere in this room.
A secret skull.
And we know where it is. We've seen it.
We've seen it with our own eyes.
But that's for us to know.
But that's for us to know and for you to wonder about.
Mm-hmm. So that's a bit about Acacia Hall.
Yeah. Mm. It's a bit about the spooktacular venue that we're sitting in today. Mm.
No ghosts that we know of, but...
But also, again, this is a Freemason building. You think they're going to tell us about their ghosts?
Yeah, they probably...
They're not telling us why they need 48 toilet seats. They're not going to tell us if they have ghosts.
They're keeping
going
their
on.
Ghosts in the down, though. They're not
That's
telling
right.
us.
Do you think that the 48 toilet seats were ghost-related? Like, do you think it was a bathroom issue, ghost-related bathroom issue?
It could have been, like, a poltergeist, like, smashing the toilet seats.
Yeah, like, they put a new one every day, and every day they come back, and it's just...
Could have been.
Smithereens.
Then why specifically 48?
Yeah, was there like a prophecy like, in 49 days, I'll stop smashing toilet seats? And they're like, well, let's just solve it. Let's just get it done.
We'll never know.
Maybe they negotiated with ghosts.
They could have.
We'll never know. But what we do know is a little about some of your local ghosts. So if you don't mind indulging us, we're going to talk about some of your ghosts from the area. So we've been really lucky to spend most of our time while we've been here in Edmonton, here in Old Strathcona, which is really beautiful, super old, just, you know, very much up our personal alley. Mm. We look around and we go, wow.
We're fans. We like it.
We've truly been walking around for like 4 days and audibly saying, wow. It's becoming a real problem.
There's so much space. We're used
There's
to.
There's so much space.
Like,
we talk about that for a second. Is that just us? It's very wide. Everything is wide.
I live in Toronto and everything is like tall and imposing and just like crunched together. And then I come here and I'm like, oh.
There's so much space.
I can breathe.
Yeah, the streets of Edmonton are like Laffy Taffy. Mm-hmm. Wide, delightful, something I haven't thought about since I was 12, you know?
Yeah.
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. We're loving it. So, specifically, we're loving all of Edmonton, but we're also really enjoying our time here in Old Strathcona. And so, of course, I have been inspired by the area, and I'm going to talk today about Old Scona. Located in the area we find ourselves today, Old Scona Academic School was opened in 1908 as Strathcona Collegiate Institute. University of Alberta classes were held at one point on the upper floors of the school from 1909 to 1911. So it's been a pillar of academia in the community for quite a long time. And when the city of Strathcona amalgamated in 1912, the school joined the Edmonton system. So since then, it has been Strathcona High School. It's gone through a lot of names. Bonnie Doon High School. It's been a junior high school. It was a part of McEwen University. And then it was back again to a high school. It is one of the oldest active secondary schools in Edmonton, and I believe in the province. And today it's considered by many as a university prep school because of its small size, which is less than 400 students, which
That's really small.
It's really tiny.
That's a teeny tiny school.
It's teeny, teeny, tiny.
That's like a little small town school.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Okay. Only the smart.
Only
the smartest of kids.
Honestly, yes.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very rigorous. Rigorous academia.
Okay.
You and I would not cut it.
No.
We would cry. Mm. Much like we do now. Yeah. But much less.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It would be bad.
Okay, old Skona.
Mm-hmm. It's also been named by McLean's the top academic high school in the whole country.
Oh, wow.
Because of its performance.
Like Number one?
Its academic performance is, like, off the charts good.
Where was our high school?
Oh.
Bottom of the list.
Not even on the list. Next door to the list.
Cathedral Looking at the list high going.
Oh.
Downtown Hamilton. Represent.
That's right. Shout out to our alma mater high school.
It certainly was Cathedral a high school.
Cathedral High School. It is what the name says.
It is a high school.
It's what it promises nothing else. And that's what it, you know, it fulfilled its duty. Mm. We did it.
We learned enough
to be here today. See, you know what? I hear the valedictorian of 2012 of the high school is doing really well for herself.
I heard she has a ghost podcast.
I heard she has a ghost podcast that she talks to her friend at. And it's very exciting. That's as far as we ever got with that. But like anything good and old, Old Skona is almost certainly haunted. So maybe we would have had a way better time if we had gone to Old Strathcona High School.
Our podcast would be so much more successful if we went to a haunted high school.
We use really big words.
Yeah.
Like, hereunto. Here for now.
Here for unto
this podcast.
Mm.
We do dub it.
Yes. Indeed.
Indeed.
Indubitably.
Quite the academic achievement of our time.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. 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 I think these hats are making us smarter.
I think they are.
I love that for us. So Yeehaw. It's been haunted, and it's also been haunted for over 100 years. Apparently, during the building's construction in 1908, something went terribly wrong.
Oh, no.
I know. Buckle up. The workers were laying the concrete foundation. It's like the first thing you do when you make a building, mm-hmm. right? They're like,
easy.
We have a lot. We're going to make a building. Let's lay the foundation. Then it went very bad. They finished pouring for the day and went home. When they returned the next morning, they were met with a horrible sight. A man was lying motionless, face down, stuck in the concrete.
How did he get there?
Some versions say he himself was a worker, and others say he was an unhoused neighbor who wandered into an unsecure work site, which is, you know, awful.
What year was it?
1908.
Yeah, there were no rules back then.
Caution tape?
No.
Caution to the wind, baby.
Didn't exist.
No such thing. Either way, awful.
Mm, bad.
Bad. Not good.
Not a good way to go.
Well, what's even worse, Cecilia, is the workers, afeared they would be blamed for the man's death, decided to cover it up.
Oh.
Literally.
Just more on top.
They poured a lot more concrete on top of the man.
Oh, no.
As they did this, one worker even swore he saw the man's arm move.
Did they not check? Did they not be like, hey, bro? You okay?
I don't think they did.
They were just like, no. Nah.
But either way, it was too late. Too much concrete.
Yeah, you're not. That's, he's done for.
He was entombed.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Since its beginning, because again, this happened as they were pouring the foundation, the first thing to happen when you make anything,
mm-hmm.
people have reported weirdness within the walls at Old Skona High. Activity like doors opening and closing on their own, lights turning on and off without reason. There's also accounts in certain rooms, and this is very weird and specific, of typewriters, the manual kind, mm-hmm. typing pages of random letters and numbers, seemingly on their own.
See, when it's technology, you're like, okay, there could be like a bug or something. But
yeah, you're like a glitch in the system.
Typewriters should not be typing.
Manual typewriters that need human kinetic energy.
Was it a
to move them?
Was it a player typewriter, like a player?
Play
piano?
That on your player typewriter.
Yeah,
maybe.
Maybe.
If that doesn't exist, we should make.
Do they have those?
I think we should create it. We should create the very first creators of the Playa typewriter.
Playa typewriter. Yeah. There's
quite a market for
there's
that.
There's definitely a big market for that right now.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Everyone is just out here like, oh, I wish I had a ghost. Mm-hmm. Well, now they can trick their friends into thinking they have a ghost. You play it on your Playa typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be like, oh,
you look. Want a party trick.
That's a great party trick.
Absolutely.
It's very much giving seance. It's giving like... Harry Houdini style debunking of seances. Mm. Instead, Harry Houdini, debunk this, play that on your player typewriter.
He absolutely could debunk it if we had a player typewriter.
Well, guess what? Harry Houdini isn't around to debunk it.
No one could possibly debunk it.
No, impossible.
Mm, impossible.
Well, don't share this outside of this room.
Don't tell anyone.
Don't give away the bit.
This is our master plan.
It's our master secret plan.
Secret.
So these were so bothersome, these very scary typewriters that, you know, presumably aren't player typewriters. They're just, you know, typewriters that are typing, you know, on their own. Mm-hmm. Yuck. That teachers had them removed and put in the basement. And wildest of all these things, in the 1980s, the building demanded structural restoration. And in the corner of the building, rumored to be where the man had been covered over, a man's skeleton was unearthed.
For real?
For real.
Oh my God.
For real. They found a man in the floor.
So many of these stories, you're like, this can't possibly be real. However, they actually found a skeleton.
They found a skeleton, a man's skeleton in the floor.
Okay, however.
I was just going to say where I got a lot of my information today from. I got it from paranormalexplorers.com, nexthome.ca, and Wikipedia.
Thank you, Wikipedia. Archipel's
Wikipedia.
Scholarly journal.
The scholarliest of journals. See, that's what you get for us not going to Old Skona High. Our sources are Wikimedia. So I'm not sure if the finding of the skeleton put an end to things like desks being moved in the night or strange sounds, but it is incredibly interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, we often, when we tell these stories of these places, we often don't have concrete, excuse the pun, evidence of like weirdness going on.
Yeah, it's often just like stories where you're like, where did this come from?
Mm-hmm.
And often I was talking to someone after the show yesterday who works at Fort Edmonton Park doing paranormal like tours, and they were saying like a lot of the time like creepy Canada will just make shit up.
Yeah.
And then we'll do research on like Canadian ghost, like Canadian hauntings, and they'll just be like, this shit that I can't corroborate anywhere else.
Yeah.
It's creepy Canada.
Oh, it goes back to...
They're fucking our shit up.
Creepy Canada. Dang it. We grew up on that.
We did.
See, if we had gone to Old Skona High School, we would have known better than to grow up with creepy Canada as our academic source for ghosts.
Creepy Canada made us, and they are also our downfall.
Are you declaring they're our official enemy on this podcast today?
Come at me, Creepy Canada. I don't think they exist anymore.
I still don't want them to come after us. They're too creepy.
Come at us.
Oh, no. Well, that's not the only weird thing about Old Skona. It's the weirdest thing about the building. Mm. But in the adjacent field, you can also find something weird. It's a bummer of a pet cemetery.
Is that like the field where people like have recess? They don't have recess in high school.
You know, we're the teens of recess. I think yes.
Do
you
want out there?
Do you want to know why it's a bummer of a pet cemetery?
Why is
though?
There a pet cemetery?
So there was a man who once lived in a house across the street from Old Skona High, desperately, and he desperately wanted to become a doctor.
Oh no!
But he'd been.
Oh no!
But
oh no!
I know.
Oh no!
I know.
Oh no!
Stay
Don't
with
do it.
Me.
Don't tell me.
It's not good. Oh, I no. didn't say it was good. He had been rejected 3 times from the U of A medical school, so he...
Then he should just not. Don't do it. What year was this?
Creative. I don't want to say. He got creative. And I'm going to try and get through this as quickly as I can. He started stealing the neighboring pets and performing horrendous medical experiments on them before creeping over to the field to bury them wrapped in sheets and things.
Bad. Hate it. Don't like it.
I said it was a bummer. I led with it's not good, everybody. This wannabe surgeon was only caught when one of his neighbors reported his weird behavior to the Mounties, who later held a stakeout at the school and caught him. As awful as this all was, the Northwest Mounted Police decided not to dig up the pets, and they remain there to this very day.
Ew.
I know. Sorry. And that's
No way.
Plus a bonus yucky pet cemetery.
Okay.
Beside it.
I don't like that. Mm-hmm. I really don't like that. So this man.
Yeah.
What they did they do something with him? Did they like get rid of him?
I don't think he kept doing it. I think he, you know.
Cause that's like, he's going to move on. He's going to move on to people.
I don't think that,
that man is not stopping with pets.
I'm not saying that he didn't face consequences, but I am saying that they left the pets there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. But
let's all take a breath.
Do they know?
Make your favorite ghost sound. 1, 2, 3. Ooh. Did that make you feel better? That
no.
made me feel better. That made me feel really much better, I must say.
Do you know what would make me feel better?
What would make you feel better?
If we took a little break. If we did a little stretch.
Okay, let's take a little stretch. Do you mind if we just take a quick little stretch?
Is that okay
between
with you guys?
Stories here? Thank you so much. Like, it's our seventh inning kind
of
stretch.
You know, you guys
like
can
to do this every
y'all can
so
join
long.
Us. I know we've been sitting for
yeah, if you feel like
for long
up
enough.
Stretching your limbs. Thank you for mashing with us.
Thank you.
Thank you for mashing
mash
with us.
Good.
Mash good.
Mash good. So, now that we have mashed.
Right. Now that we are well mashed.
Now that we have all mashed together. Mm-hmm. I have another haunted local space to tell you guys about. And this is another Old Strathcona location, an icon of Old Strathcona.
Yes.
And that is the Princess Theater. So this is a two-screen cinema located on White Avenue, just over yonder.
Yonder.
Yes. Designed by prominent Edmonton architects Wilsons and Harold. They also designed many other local heritage sites, the Strathcona Fire Hall, the Public Library, the Commercial Hotel, and the University of Alberta's Rutherford House.
Ooh.
It is the city's oldest surviving theater. The Gem Theater had that, it was the oldest before.
Oh, I see. It was the previous holder of the title.
It was the previous holder of the title.
However,
and then the city decided to knock it down in 2006.
Boo.
So now the Princess Theater is number one.
We love her. That's great.
It has changed ownership several times since it opened in March 8th, 1915. She's been through a lot.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
It has been a live performance space, a retail space. It was a porn theater for a while.
Oh, wow. It really has been through it.
It's been a repertory theater, a first-run theater. The basement was a pool hall for a long time before they turned that into the second screen downstairs. And again, like Acacia Hall, I am going through the history of the theater based on what I think is interesting. There's a lot of, like, passing hands of like, oh, they started losing money and we're passing hands to this person and this person and this person. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of that, but more about like the vibes.
You're here to bring us the drama. Mm-hmm. You're here to bring us the drama.
I don't care
about. You don't have to shy away from it.
Business and bureaucracy and all that shit. Boring.
The two B's that don't matter.
No.
The only letter that matters is D, drama.
Drama.
And G for ghosts.
Oh, yeah.
They put that there just for us.
They did. Thank you. Right. Thank you for Mason.
Thank you, the Mason.
It's for ghosts everywhere. So, the Princess Theater. At the time of its opening, it was extremely fancy, top of the line, perfect. It was the first building west of Edmonton to be faced entirely in marble. Probably
Whoa.
Not entirely, but marble facing.
That's legit.
And west of Edmonton, I mean west of Winnipeg.
Right, because we're in Edmonton.
Because we are in
sure,
Edmonton.
Sure, sure,
currently.
Sure. Correct.
Mm-hmm. It was the first movie theater in the city to have an electric ticketing machine, an electric time projecting clock,
Whoa.
And a refrigerated drinking fountain.
That's electricity, baby. That is power. Mm-hmm. They said luxury. It's here. It's regular.
It's beautiful.
I love that.
It was also one of the first in the city to have like air conditioning. Which is
yes.
a
for a movie
big deal, yeah.
Oh, you spend the whole day there. That's what
so
I would do.
So it's like super cushion comfy. People could just say, yeah, go hang out on day
That's
like
great.
Today. You
yeah.
go hang out there all day.
You spend all day.
Uh-huh.
You sign in the morning, you go, hey.
Where else was there AC?
I mean,
no
In your dreams, maybe, if you're lucky.
It showed movies, and in the early days, it also had vaudeville shows and concerts.
Ooh, a little bit of everything.
It was an early adopter of the talkie.
Oh.
The first talkie the princess showed was in 1929 on August 19th. It was called Close Harmony.
Oh, that's nice.
Ever heard of it?
Probably have singing in it.
I would think so.
Because it was a talkie.
It certainly had talking in it.
Well, it probably had close harmony.
At the time, and kind of throughout its history, the theater building also rented out apartments on their upper floors.
Oh, weird.
We're going to put a little bit of pin in that.
Oh, no. Okay.
Because there might be some ghosts up there.
Oh, I wonder why.
So the theater was going strong for a while. They had vaudeville. They had silent film. Then they had talkies. And then the 50s rolled along and TV came to town.
Oh, I love movies, but... Oh, I love TV. I'm sorry. I'm the problem.
Carly's the problem.
Hi. I'm Taylor Swift. I'm the problem. It's me.
Carly's the TV guy.
I'm the TV girly all day.
So in the 50s, everyone was like Carly, and they were like too preoccupied with TV to go to the movies.
It's right in my house. What am I supposed to do? I'm just a person.
But does your house have AC?
Well, maybe in the 50s it might not have, so then I would have, yeah, you could catch me at the Princess Theater, that's for sure.
Is that why I go to the movies all the time? Is it because I don't have AC and I just need to?
You need to just be in a refrigerator for a while?
Be in a refrigerator, yeah.
Wow, I think we've cracked the code on why you love the movies so much. Especially in the summer, you do up your movie watching in the summer.
I do.
Interesting.
I'm going to go see Mission Impossible on Wednesday.
Just for the AC, I'm sure.
Nah, because Tom Cruise jumps off shit and it's good.
Okay, I would go for the AC.
What was I talking about? So they closed for a while in the 50s because everybody wanted to watch TV and stay home. And, like, the economy was, no one wanted to go. So
The very scientific form of, you know, like, figuring out what level the economy is at. Yeah.
I don't know. For a while in the 60s, they removed, like, the marquee and the exterior doors, and they made it into just, like, a storefront.
Oh, that's weirdness. Mm-hmm. That would look very weird.
It operated as a pawn shop, and the second floor housed Strathcona TV.
Oh! TV really came for the movies.
The irony.
TV wins. Say it with me. TV wins. Love that.
And the Columbia Photo Studio and the basement held Princess Billiards. So they kept the princess title around,
that's nice.
But it was just at the billiards hall in the basement.
Cute.
And then, give it a few years, on Christmas Day 1971, it reopened as the Klondike Theater.
Ah!
Because we're in the West.
That's
so
a great West
Klondike
name.
Vibes.
Classic. What I wouldn't do for the Klondike Theater.
What would you do for a Klondike Theater?
Just about anything. Mm. Sounds great. Mm. Sign me up.
All right. It was owned by Town Cinema Limited, which was like a Alberta kind of cinema company that had various other theaters. And they were able to restore the interior, add a new marquee, which is the one that's there now, and spruce it all up and make it into a theater again.
That's nice. Okay, never mind. Movies win.
They showed the regular kind of family-friendly fare. But the business was struggling again in the 70s, and they were like, how do we draw more people to the theater? How will we get maybe some adult men to come into this theater and watch movies?
Oh, I see where we're going. So I think we add childcare.
No. They started showing a little bit less family-friendly material.
Okay. All right.
Because also, like, at the time, it's the 70s,
yeah,
so, like,
course.
Other theaters are opening up in the area, and they're, like, bigger and shinier, and they have even better AC, so people are
that's
going there
right.
instead.
Yeah.
And there's, like, there's no parking over there. People aren't going over there. They're going to the mall.
That's right.
When was the mall opened? We just don't know.
1,000 years ago. It's always been here.
It's always been
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I heard that the town of Edmonton grew up around the mall. That's what my understanding
those
of the
water
West
slides
mall
are
is.
Eternal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So yeah, they started showing like pornographic features, a little bit more risque, and the theater started to get like a little bit of a bad reputation.
Oh,
neighbors
no.
Neighbors were like, not into that.
Right.
Maybe no. And
that's also very much a 70s thing. Like, that's a very...
Think of the children.
Think of the children.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, we've opened all of these movie houses. Think of the children.
Think of the children.
That sounds like a 70s.
Yeah. So the town cinema ended up selling the business in 1976 to the old Strathcona Foundation, which was trying to revitalize the area.
Amazing.
I guess in the 70s, it was kind of going downhill, not looking so cute. So they were like, okay, we're going to buy this theater. We're going to kick out these porn-addled maniacs, and we're going to make it an upstanding theater again.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So they opened the theater back up as, like, kind of a showing old movies or new movies, all kinds of movies. They had a lot of issues running the theater. They didn't have a lot of issues running the theater. Town Cinema had a lot of issues running the theater.
Hence.
That's why they're not there anymore. Mm-hmm. But they were really important in the history of the Princess Theater because they were able to, like, revitalize it and make it beautiful again. And make it into a theater.
Get it back on the map, baby.
Without their cash, it might not be a theater anymore. It might still be a pawn shop.
It could just have no marquee and no, it would be ugly. Mm-hmm. No, not cute.
So yeah, it was bought by the old Strathcona Foundation, who were able to, like, revitalize it even further.
Nice.
They started showing a little bit different stuff. In the 80s and 90s, under the ownership of the old Strathcona Foundation, they were showing classic films. They also started embracing a lot of queer cinema.
They showed
a lot of, like, experimental films.
Cool.
And a lot of the, like, new queer cinema films as part of their programming, and it became, like, a really important hub for the local queer culture.
That's awesome.
It was really cool.
We love to see it.
More recently, the Brar family, they've owned the building since 1996.
Oh, wow.
Unfortunately, the COVID shutdowns led to it closing down again, and it's up for sale. We've walked past it a couple times, and we're like,
with the promise to see Rocky Horror on the marquee.
I know.
One small tear rolls down my cheek.
We just want to go
in.
It'll
never be for me.
I know. But I mean, looking through the history of the theater, it's had its ups and downs.
Yeah, like, it'll be back. That's kind of the thing about what I've gathered from the Princess Theater, is that it's going to be back.
Yeah, it's its latest hurdle. We believe in her. We think that she'll be back.
Yes, we love it.
We think that we will be able to watch Rocky Horror there next time we're in Edmonton.
That's right. We'll come right just for that.
We'll be back for her.
That's right.
But.
What do you mean, but? That's not just the end of this. You were just telling us about the theater.
Imagine.
Okay, I would like it.
Yeah, I'm done. Okay. No, there's ghosts. Don't worry.
Okay.
So, I told you about the apartments.
Oh, right.
The upper levels.
Back to that.
Yes. So the story goes that around the time the theater opened in 1917, there was a rooming house on the third floor of the Princess Theater.
Okay.
And there was a woman living in one of the rooms.
Sure.
And she was engaged to...
Okay.
A local man.
Right. As women are wont to do.
As women are wont to do.
Sure.
And she was living in a boarding house and being a good lady.
That's right. She's in a boarding house. She's just being regular.
Chilling.
Having a regular time.
That
sounds great. And that's the end of her story.
And she was like ready to go, ready to get married, gets to the altar, and her fiancé's like,
I don't really like where this is going.
This is a classic Ghost of Everywhere story.
Why does Ghost of Everywhere story
always happen? Okay. She gets dumped at the altar.
Okay.
I'm thinking about in Sex and the City, the movie, when Carrie Bradshaw
gets... She wears a bird on her head.
When she gets...
I put a bird on my head.
She put a bird on her head. It's the same situation.
So she
except
put a bird on her head.
Instead of just like going to Mexico with her besties and like
having a regular
having
time.
Having a kind of bad time,
sure.
But like.
But she's in Mexico and she's rich.
She's getting through it. She's gonna bounce back.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have the besties that she needed.
No.
And like, don't do this. If someone breaks up with you, if someone leaves you at the altar,
you're gonna be fine.
You'll be okay.
You'll be even better.
You'll get
for
through
it. Actually,
you'll be strong.
It's it's good to know now.
But
that's
this
great.
This 1920s woman.
Oh no.
She was not about to get through it.
Oh no.
And this is Why does this always happen? There's always so many happens. Stories like
that. I hate it so much, and it makes me want to scream.
Yeah, so she...
If you need a friend, we will be your friend, and we'll bring you to Mexico.
We would love to bring you to Mexico.
We would love to bring you to Mexico and make it so that you have a nice time if you get left at the altar. Mm. Yeah.
She unfortunately decided that this was the end. She decided to end her life and was found in her apartment hanging by the neck wearing her wedding dress.
That's awful and sad.
Yeah, not great.
And also, like, the amount of stories that this happens to you.
Right.
Why, it's such a thing. This is so sad to hear that.
Every, like, maybe 10th haunted place we talk about, there's, like, a woman in white or a woman... That like
a lady in blue.
A lady in blue. And she always is like a jilted by her lover and like jumps out a window or like just decides it's the end for her.
Such a bummer.
And we're big advocates of not doing that.
That's right. We're here to say, take a bold stance and here to offer our support and strength in not doing that.
Don't do it.
That's right.
If you're having a hard time, message us.
Yeah, we know it's a hot take, but that's our hot take.
So since this horrible occurrence, theater employees and patrons have spotted a ghostly woman in white in a white wedding dress. And she ascends the staircase. She wanders through the hallways, she wanders through the lobby. She also has been seen hovering over the projection room.
I don't like that. That's too scary. That I don't want. I don't.
She's
like
watching
that
the movie
over the projection screen. Just sit in a seat, girl. Sit in a seat, girl. Sit. Put your ghost butt down. Sit.
She's dramatic. She sounds very for dramatic. The drama.
Well, yeah.
Dying for the drama.
I mean, a girl after her own heart in that way. Let's be honest.
I mean, if I want to be a ghost anywhere, I would want to be a ghost in a movie theater.
You can watch so many movies.
Yeah.
You love the movies.
Be great.
And there's AC. Perfect.
I know. Love it.
Love it.
Big fan.
Wow, your dream.
So yeah, I will be back to Edmonton to haunt the Princess Theater.
Oh my God, you'll already have a built-in bestie.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We're going to fall in love.
Oh, a ghost romance for the ages. Wow. Mm-hmm. Princess Theater. Who would have thunk?
Ooh, spooky.
That's amazing. Super spooky. Love it. That was great. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well... That's not all we have for you today, friends.
Mm-hmm.
We have been telling you your own stories. And for that, we apologize, but also thank you for listening. Now, it's time to hear from one of your very own. Today, we welcome to the Ghost of River podcast stage our guest, local legend, Kiju Gautama, everybody. Our pal and yours.
Hey, Kijo.
Kijo. Kijo. Kijo. Kijo.
Thank you for trying.
You do. Thank you for doing that. That was really great. Hi, Kijo.
Hi.
Come on in. I love your hat. It's very perfect.
But
I also was wondering if you also maybe wanted to put this guy.
Do you want a layer or just that?
You could do both if you want.
It matches my glasses.
Oh,
it does.
It does match your glasses. Hey.
Avoided wearing glasses. Oh, hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
It works.
Come on in, come on in.
Okay. Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I've been loving, like, this education of spookiness around
town.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for thinking it's education of any kind.
I feel like I'm as smart as the Strathcona kids.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
I
think I am.
I think you must
I think
be.
You are.
Wow. I'm really feeling Strathcona in this Acacia Hall tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That's really great.
They're in the room with us.
They are.
Right here with us.
Are they? Did any of you guys go to?
Has anyone felt anything yet? Mm. Seen anything yet? We got some shrugs. That's ominous, I must say. That's the most ominous answer you could have given us. But I like it.
Mm.
Keep it up.
Mm.
We'll see. Night is still young. So, Kijo, you are an icon, a legend, an incredible human. And a lover of scary, spooky things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. That is the best. That's just the best.
That's all we ask of you.
When I first learned that about you, I went, Kijo,
You were automatically on the Zoom chat. You know, you were just like, I have a podcast. And I was like, in all caps. And I was just like, oh, hi.
Hi.
You're like, hello, person I'm meeting now. Hello. Yes. So. Yeah. Thanks for joining us today, Kijo.
Thank you for having me.
Look how far we've come.
I feel like I'm close to becoming a grand knight.
Mm. I think you already are, personally, in my life. You're the grand knight of my life.
This is too much. This has gone too far. Too quick.
Okay.
Too fast. Let's pace ourselves.
All right.
Pace.
I'll ask a question then. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay. How about if this goes well, that's a title you'll earn. Does that feel
good?
Can
we shake on it?
Let's shake on it. Wow, that's a firm shake, Kijo. That's good. Okay, question number one.
Okay.
It's just, do you believe in ghosts?
Absolutely.
Amazing. Yeah. Absolutely at the gate.
100%?
100.
Wow.
100.
Hell yeah. Yes, okay. Yes.
100%.
Yes.
I believe in ghosts.
That's amazing.
You're about to challenge my beliefs.
No, I just want to hear more. No.
Yeah. You want to hear more?
Yeah. We want to know
for
all
sure.
About
we want to hear
it.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Not no. So the thing about us that we probably should have led with is we have a ghost podcast, but we have yet to ever see a ghost.
The ghosts, they do not want us to see them. And we are trying
so hard
to get them to show themselves to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why we have to have people on who will tell us about their ghost encounters.
That's right. So we have, that's our way of learning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Because the ghosts won't come for us.
The ghosts will not show themselves to
us. They keep saying, ah.
The ghosts?
We're like, we want to yell too, but for seeing you. And
the ghosts are playing
themselves.
Hard to get.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're playing, it's the long con, I think.
They're ghosting you.
Yeah, they're ghosting us. It's rude. It's rude. So you absolutely believe in ghosts, and I think that is quite delightful.
I do.
In what capacity do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe in them like physically, like as an idea, as a like, get into it.
Okay, munch. All right. I believe in it physically. I believe in it. Sometimes I look in corners of a room and it's really dark, you know, and you're just like, something is there. I don't know what, but I feel like something is watching me. Does anyone feel that way? No? I see a nod.
I see some nods.
I see
I'm
some
also
nods. I realize there's only certain kinds of people in this world who actually are very suspicious of many things, and I am one of those people. So, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe in it. I hear it sometimes.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Like, you might hear your name being called, and there's no one in the room and no one in the house or the building with you.
I mean, that's happened to me before, but I just thought that was just me thinking that someone's calling my name because I like to hear my own name.
Maybe it's a ghosty.
Maybe it's a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you
just have to be receptive. You just have to listen.
Yes.
I'm not a great listener.
Yeah. I know.
I unfortunately, it's not one of my top 10 strong suits.
I know.
But I should work on it. Maybe I should work on it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's my work to do for the ghost.
To take it in.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Very much.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any personal paranormal experiences?
Okay, this is a toss-up.
Mm.
Which one do you want to hear? Do you want to hear
them.
All? Okay, you want to hear both?
As many
both.
As
Absolutely.
You feel like sharing, we are happy to listen. Yes. I'll practice my listening.
Carly's ready to listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to put my hair behind my ears.
Yes.
To listen better.
Put your listening ears on.
There's two meanings behind tucking. Oh, I won't even talk about that. That's another conversation for another day about tucking your hair. Okay, so I grew up Seventh-day Adventist. Mm. So, you know, that classic Protestant lifestyle, which, by the way, Protestants didn't really believe in many certain spiritual practices that, like, people like Catholics do in the same way, but somehow in the 1700s they switched it up a bit, and they're just like, you know what, I see stuff beyond the fourth walls of our worlds. And so I grew up learning about like things like the end of times. Like, I'm like seven learning about, they're gonna hunt us down one day and burn our Bibles.
I thought growing up Catholic was dramatic. This is a lot. that.
Yeah, we just grew up singing Children of the Light very loudly and badly, and this is very different than this.
I was just told a lot that I was going to go to hell, but not that anyone was going to hunt me down.
Oh, yeah, just going general going to hell.
It was just an
normal
inevitability. It was mm-hmm. just like, it'll happen.
Wait, you never experienced the fear of feeling like there's a witch hunt?
They didn't ever instill the fear of God in us.
No, they
didn't in that way.
Not quite in that way. Yeah. More in just like God is disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very much
deeply
like,
so.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
More that.
More that. I love the shaming, the natural shaming that goes along with it.
It feels classic. Great.
Yeah. It is classic.
It feels like home. It's which is probably like a bad thing.
It's a nice layer coat on your skin. And you're just like, it's there. But no, going back to the what was happening in that time in my very young life, because you know you realize at 7, you start realizing you're actually a human, an individual that has their own opinions.
Totally.
And so as this information is being like in Sabbath school, learning about this, I was also learning about with my sister's boyfriend, who was a big conspiracist, the Illuminati. So long after I come from church, after school, I get like education about the Illuminati, and I'm just like, this is a treat.
You're really getting all of it at once.
I'm getting it all
download.
At
you're
high
learning
speed.
So much.
Things are happening in this world.
And you're just 7.
Mm-hmm. I am just 7.
You're just 7.
I'm soaking it in.
Oh, wow.
So as I'm soaking it in one night in my slumber, I woke up and I could not move my body. So like I had like sleep paralysis, but like literally from the neck down, couldn't even like lift my pinky. And my room was weird. Like my room had like puppets everywhere. I was a stuffed animals with the dates on the little like feet. You know those?
Oh yeah.
Little? Yeah.
Classic.
I collected those. Yes, yes. And like I had all that shit around, and then all of a sudden across from me, my closet door like opened. Like just a little bit. Mind you, I'm awake. I'm awake, but my body can't move. The brain is going, body cannot move.
Right.
And then I hear 3 voices talking to me.
That's too many.
I know.
That's way.
It's a crowd.
That's so many.
That's so many.
You're just 7.
Right?
Oh no.
And I thought this was a dream. Like I thought I was actually still asleep until I heard someone moving downstairs in my kitchen. So I heard there was another life form in the house, and then I started. Automatically, I could not even speak. I gargled, and then I finally was able to like yell, and then my like brother was just like, "Oh, shut up," you know, like he was.
How
just,
brothers are, yeah.
How brothers are. He was making like I don't know, like mac and cheese or some shit, and he just comes up. And he just sees me there, laying there, and he's just like, "What's your problem?" And I'm like, "I can't move." And I literally could not move my body for 4 hours.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. I had an embarrassing moment. My brother had to take me to the washroom, y'all.
No.
I know. I know. Oh. He didn't do anything else. It was just it was
at least
fully nursed.
That. At least he wasn't just like,
best of luck.
You're on your own.
He was like, this
sorry.
Is the nice world.
Sorry,
happening.
Girl. This is it.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
It's crazy.
That is crazy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then they were going to exercise me, but that didn't happen. So,
wow.
You snapped out of it on your own.
Oh, I snapped back.
Yeah,
I was like,
actually, never mind.
You're going to put me in a room and pray on me?
Yeah.
I woke up.
It's a no.
I woke up. I said, we're going to stand today.
As soon as you heard that, you're like,
I will find a way.
I will find a way. Yeah. And
wow.
So, that's
wild.
That's my first story. We even went to the hospital. Doctors didn't know. It was crazy.
A mystery.
A mystery.
A medical mystery.
A medical mystery.
Because
there's
it is.
Many of those.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because of the 3 voices from the closet.
Yeah. Those 3 mystical voices.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did they say? Yeah. Did they say anything specific?
They did.
What did they say?
The thing is, they actually spoke to me. Okay. You're going to make me tell a bunch of stories at once.
Yes, please.
Great.
Because
Great. We're here with you.
There's this term called glossolalia, or glossolalia, which it just means, like, glossa in Greek means tongues, and lalia means talking. So, like, speaking in tongues is a very active, present thing in certain communities. And so they were speaking in tongues to me, but I can actually translate what they were saying to me. I know that sounds heebie-jeebie and, like, you're speaking shit, but, like, it was a surreal experience because at one point, I literally heard them telling me something. Like, they were warning me about something. And I, to this day, I don't know what it was. Ooh. But the thing did happen a couple of months later.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. Ghosts.
Ah, you're just seven.
That's so spooky. No, you're too young for
it. I'm not
you're
over that. Yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah. That is a whole lot.
My family never looked at me the same.
Like, after having carried you to the washroom, they said
this kid is haunted.
They said this child. Yep.
Well.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness.
You're speechless.
Speechless.
I don't know what to say. This is creepy as hell.
That's quite wonderful for us to hear because it's very wow. But I'm like, oh no, that happened to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wild.
It's wild.
That is wild.
You move on.
Of course.
Add it to your trauma bucket.
And then you move on.
And, like, carry it with you and just go on.
Wow. My trauma bucket's not as cool as that.
There's no speaking in tongues. No. There's no glossolalia in my trauma bucket.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. Not
maybe.
Not
yet.
But do you know how cool it is to be, like, look at that person. They're glossy.
They gloss them.
Yeah.
That is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
That's pretty cool for sure. Well, we can take a little turn. And get a little lighter, maybe, or not.
But
did you
want to tell your other ghost story?
Oh, do y'all want to hear the other
one? Yes, absolutely.
Oh, everyone's nodding very vigorously. We won't move on.
I mean, that one was so good. Like, what's your one?
This one is simple.
Okay.
It's more simple. It's more so something that, it's a cautionary tale. Mm. It's a cautionary tale about, like, when you try to feed too many mouths that you can't feed. Mm. So my great-grandfather had wives. Mm-hmm. He was that man. Mm-hmm. And so his appetite was large. Okay. And the issue with that is the older you get and the younger you try to go, the more there's things you cannot offer.
Sure.
And let's just say the wives might have conspired against him. Yeah, they turned on my great-grandfather, who was the first in our village to even have a car.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah, he was a boss. He was a boss.
Fancy That's legit. Man.
They did.
Mm. Yeah.
They locked him up in a room, and he died in there. Yeah.
They bricked him in.
They bricked him in.
They were like, he's the first in the village to have a car. That's our car
now. That's our car.
Yeah, they said, we have it now.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. That's a simple one. It's a simple one.
Yeah.
That's wild, though. That's creepy.
Did he ever, do you think it was one of, do you think it was him or, like, the wives that were talking to you?
The three wives?
Do you think it was the wives? Oh. Three voices. Were there three wives?
Are we on to something?
This is not a theater. Am I Macbeth?
Yeah, with the three talking to you,
warning
you.
Yeah, have you seen the woods moving?
Was that what they were warning you about?
Oh no. Well,
she'll never
tell. I won't say anything. Ghosts are everywhere.
Cannot tell.
Plug.
Well, now we can take a bit of a turn. See how it goes. We're just wondering if you have any favorite spooky things. Movies, shows, media, whatever.
Local haunted spots,
music, anything. Mm. Anything that's your favorite that you're like, oh, people need to know about this.
Mm-hmm. Oh my goodness. Mm. Mm. Can y'all share one of yours so then I can be inspired and maybe plagiarize?
Yeah, of course. Of course. I mean, growing up, I watched Casper Meets Wendy a lot on VHS, specifically that one, the one with Hilary Duff and the little red outfit, and I love that very much.
That's one that comes up a lot.
It comes up all the time because I'm always thinking about it.
And still then also,
it's the algorithm.
It's who I am. Sorry.
We also, as children, watched a lot of, yeah, like Creepy Canada or like Haunted Ontario or things like that, where they would just like scare the shit out of us with these like little ghost stories. The other thing that scared the shit out of me when I was a little kid that I've talked about on the pod was a documentary about the Halifax explosion.
Yes.
Which, me growing up in Hamilton, was like, that's going to happen here. Mm-hmm. We have water nearby. A boat is going to show up.
Yeah.
There's like a story about children hiding under desks when things were exploding. And I'm like, I'm ready.
She's been practicing since
she was
7.
I have been practicing. I'm ready to hide under a desk.
Halifax, now Hamilton explosion.
Just in case a boat just comes into the harbor and explodes, I was ready.
Yeah. You were prepared.
I was so ready.
A child of the 90s. Mm-hmm. She said, I know what to do.
I had lice and my mom was picking it out of my head. And I was like, this is the scariest thing that I've ever seen.
You're like this and the Halifax explosion.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrifying.
Actually, you got me thinking about like some irrational fears you just may have. Like one of your podcasts, you talked about quicksand.
Oh my God.
And just like the fear of just falling in quicksand just randomly. Like Scooby-Doo just did that for us. We all just thought, as a normal human being, as an adult, you will just sink to the bottom of the earth randomly.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Because what else, like there's so much earth. Yeah, you're obviously just going to fall into it.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And we're in Edmonton. There's so much space.
There's so much space. And so I haven't thought about quicksand in Edmonton yet.
You haven't? I'm glad.
Not while I've been here, where there's more earth, where there's like flat earth for me to fall into.
Oh, the potential for you.
It's expansive.
It is expansive. Bring some rope.
Oh, I'm going to.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Yeah,
you always have to have rope on hand.
That's right. Oh, okay, great. Great, ooh. Putting that in my kit. Rope.
Rope.
Just next time, bring rope.
You have to be like Indiana Jones and have a whip.
Yeah.
Because that's like rope.
Yeah. I mean, and we also are big lovers of, obviously, the Monster Mash.
Yes.
In general, child Halloween music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a pretty classic.
Just like any spooky vibes.
Mm-hmm. I think my favorite recent, like not recent, but in terms of like rewatch that I have, it's Scary Movie 2.
I love
the relationship between Cindy and Brenda.
Amazing.
They just crack me up. No, just because Brenda being in the corner and just be like, oh, don't, and then she's like, she doesn't see me. She doesn't see me. Brenda! And then like freaking runs. And then Brenda's like, why if you just shut up? One of us would have died. And then just seeing the skeleton and be like, it's bones. Why are you scared of bones?
So good.
I feel the same way about ghosts.
That's fair. Okay.
Yeah.
That you're like, sure. Why
not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you afraid of ghosts, or do you feel like they're like helping us?
Or like just a part of it, like
you
a
think
neutral
that
thing.
They're, yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you think? Do you think they're scary? Do you think they're like just kind of
what's their deal generally?
Mm-hmm.
I will sprinkle in that I don't think they're neither good or evil.
Okay. Yeah.
I just feel like they're like chaotic in their own way.
Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because our guest yesterday was making some bold claims. He was saying they were vermin.
Yeah. He said all ghosts are vermin. He said
they should be eradicated.
He said ghosts exist because I'm scared of them. big, bold, sweeping statements like that. Yeah.
I also feel like if you're scared of the ghost, it's like being scared of dogs. Like I have a fear of dogs. I don't know where the fear came from, but if a dog comes up to me, I just literally automatically flinch, and it smells. Oh, this is a human. I can taunt.
And
I think that's the same thing with ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
You flinch, and they're like, "I will taunt you."
Yes, absolutely.
We need to flinch more.
We do, and then
I think we need to flinch more. We need to listen more.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we need to be 7.
Mm-hmm. That's need to be 7.
They're taken away from today.
This is the criteria.
Right? I'm thinking maybe those are.
I don't know.
Some if you need to be prepubescent.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Mm.
I think that's super stale. But we can try.
You could try. You could dress
we'll
up.
See.
Like one.
That's right. Like in like a Gable style. Yeah.
Yeah.
We can. We'll see.
We'll try it out.
Options.
Okay. We'll report back. Options.
The power of imagination.
Mm.
Don't we know it well?
Don't we know it?
Don't we know it? We love it. Don't we rely on it every moment of every day? Another question we have is a bit of a weird one. It's, is there any proof? You've said you absolutely believe in ghosts, which is great. Is there any proof that you would need to absolutely disbelieve in ghosts, or any proof that like would make you like really even harder believe in ghosts? And if there is, what would it be?
Oh, God. If I was possessed.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you kind of were.
If, hold on.
If you're possessed again.
If I was possessed once more.
Right, right.
Once more with feeling, yes. You know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A little more dramatic.
A little
yeah,
more,
more drama. One more time for the back. Back
if you actually needed to be exercised this time.
Sure.
Thank you.
There it is. There
if
it is.
I had to be actually exercised mm-hmm. this
okay.
time, I would stop believing.
Okay.
I would stop believing mm-hmm. to oppose
sure.
the very thing that's happening to me.
Gotcha.
Like okay. reverse psychology.
Yeah, you'd say, actually, no.
Okay.
Actually, no. Nothing's happening.
Okay. Nothing's happening right now.
Oh, wow.
Complete delulu.
Okay. Yeah.
You just Uno reverse.
You'd block it out. You'd say, absolutely not.
Yeah.
I can't do this anymore.
I abstain.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Right. You're so powerful. That's so admirable.
The power you possess.
That's amazing. That is amazing.
Incredible.
If it was happening to me, I'd be like, well, I've been asking, so I guess like, this is what happens to me. But yeah, I love that you said,
mm-mm.
That's
no.
when you'll choose to say,
mm-mm. That's when I will back away.
You're going to shut yeah. it down.
Because who knows? What if it like, I don't know. What if it just like lives in me? Like it's
yeah.
like some kind of Jinchuriki and it's like, I'm Naruto. I don't know if anyone knows anime. I'm just about to make a reference here and I feel like
do
it's going to fail.
It.
Someone out there knows.
Like, and it's like Naruto and it's like, you know, the Jinchuriki, like the nine tails and now he's like living in there. Like,
mm-hmm.
what if I just accept it and it's just living in
yeah.
my body?
That's true.
And then people, wow. people feel it.
So you think it's better to just deny it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Absolute denial.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What about y'all? How can we make you believe? In ghosts.
We want to see some shit.
I'd love to see
you
some
You
want to
see
love
with
see
your
some
eyes?
Shit. I've heard some shit, but I can always
yeah.
put it away. I'm always like, I'm walking through the subway by myself late at night, and it's like, Carly. And I'm like, it's me again, thinking about myself. Like, there's lots of ways to explain things away.
Yeah, all of my, like, ghostly, like, adjacent experiences are like, I hear something, and I'm like, okay, was it, like...
Yeah.
the other person that was kind of in the space with me or was it something spooky?
Yeah. Like a good example that we talked about on our very first episode of this podcast way back. We went to visit LA, like we mentioned earlier. We were on the Queen Mary, which is one of the most haunted, you know, ships in the world. And it was just Cecilia and I, very quiet evening. Like, there was nobody in this part of the ship where we were standing.
We also just kept going places where we probably weren't
for
supposed
sure,
to.
For sure, for sure. That was neither here nor there.
We
but
just kept walking into rooms. We're like,
that's
no
right.
one
you
is stopping us. Yeah,
no
exactly.
one's going to stop you.
Mm-hmm. Well, nobody
exactly.
did. It was
just
really
stride.
Weird. And we were standing by a supposedly quite haunted piano, talking to each other. We stopped talking to each other. I heard more talking. And I said, Cecilia, did you say something? She was like, no. And there was nobody anywhere close to us. And I said, no, I'm serious. Did you just say something to me? Like, I was freaking out because it felt like it was right by my ear. And then I explained it away with, I was like, oh, we were tired and we were just like on a creaky old ship.
See, that's the problem.
So maybe
that's the problem. Do you hear it? Do you hear it? I hear it.
It's always.
I hear this. I hear the supernatural experience
okay.
right there.
Okay.
It's always
Gold
like
star.
Little. It's always little things like that. And we were just like, okay, we need a little bit more than that. We need to see something. We need more.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, like. I think everyone
sounds
seemed
very
like
capitalist of you. We need more.
We need more.
We need more.
More.
Bigger.
Yeah. Accept
better.
What you've received.
Louder.
Okay.
And yeah.
Maybe they'll come if you just have a little bit of gratitude for what you've already got.
Thank you for making us humble today.
Thank you so much.
We really have needed this in this trajectory of this podcast. We have we have yet to really explore the feeling of hubris.
Mm-hmm.
So
no.
actually, we really needed that. So thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Do you have anything else that you really wanted to talk about, spooky-wise?
I have a horror festival.
Yes, we
Yay!
Want to hear about it.
Tell us all about
I
it.
I wanted you to talk about
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
So hear about it.
It's
yeah.
called Here for Fear.
Yes, it is.
We're here for fear.
That's
and
what we're here for.
Yeah, no, it's really fun. We're doing like some spooky haunted stuff. We might collab with a big center about deadness.
Ooh.
Not I am if you know if you can make the
connection
you know who I'm talking about. And I'm excited for that. I'm really
nice.
It's really
yeah.
sick. Yeah, yeah. I love it. People assume I'm like Lucky Charms and like light rainbows every time I'm bubbly.
Yeah.
Bubbly I was about to say the B word. Can I say
you
that?
You can say it. Go ahead. Get
Sorry.
Into it.
Bubbly bitches.
Yep. That's us. We know.
We're bubbly bitches.
I know.
We like the spooky shit. There's an assumption on everything.
People don't know that we love, like, the best things, which are the scary things.
The spooky scary things.
True. They think that we just like pink and Barbie, which maybe we do
maybe
also.
Maybe you do.
We do also sometimes. But, yeah, like, also, there's room for everything.
We can be both Barbie and Oppenheimer.
We are Barbenheimer, I guess. That's what we are realizing here today.
Take a moment for that.
Bring them together.
Great. That was a moment for Barbenheimer.
That's great.
But, yeah, absolutely.
So, when is the spooky things happening?
Spooky thing is going to happen in October. We also do a spooky thing that happens in June with Next Fest. But we're trying to bring a spooky thing every month.
Mm-hmm.
So, the theme is to be spooked every month. So, come join us.
Where can they find you?
Oh, yeah. Here for Fear Collective.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Instagram.
Amazing.
Sweet. Facebook.
Amazing.
Gorge. Everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. Everywhere.
On the internet.
Mm-hmm. On the nets.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Here for Fear.
Amazing. Here for Fear Collective.
Wow.
Thank you for joining us.
Wait, we have one more question.
We have one more question, which we ask every episode of the podcast.
It's a very important question.
It is.
And it is, Kijo, have you seen any ghosts lately?
There's one in the room right now. Yeah. Ooh. You haven't felt it?
Ah! I'm so scared right now.
Welcome, Ghost. You are so welcome.
You're welcome, and thank you.
We accept you. We hear you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for coming. Cecilia, I have a question for you. It's just a little question, and it's just that, have you seen any ghosts lately?
Just the one in the room. I mean, I haven't actually seen them, but I'm acknowledging them, that they're here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, sure.
Carly?
Yes.
Have you seen any ghosts lately?
I think I'm starting to.
Dun, 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 dun.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Kijo, I think you definitely earned your grandmaster.
Yes, you are the grandmaster.
You are the grandmaster. Let us shake on that.
Congratulations.
You have well earned that, my friend.
Well done. Thank you
for joining us. Let's hear it for Kijo, everybody. Yes. Kijo Katam, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us, Edmonton, here for Ghost River today.
Thank you so much.
We are so appreciative of your time and your giggles and your applause and your general being here with us. We will be outside if you'd like to chat ghosts.
We're gonna go hang out at the merch stand and tell us your ghost stories.
That's right. That's absolutely true. Thanks so much for listening.
Bye.